With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump declaring victory after an appeals court threw out a massive civil fraud penalty against him. Now, the president says the case and the verdict had been political moves by the Democrats. United States and the EU have announced some details of their trade deal, including tariff rates. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to a joint statement from both sides, the U.S.-EU trade deal imposes a 15% import tax on most European goods exported to the U.S., and those goods will include pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. That's noteworthy because President Trump had threatened tariffs on those industries as high as 250%. The trade document is a first step as the two sides continue talks about wine, spirits, and steel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A lot of questions and very few answers right now to a Colorado dairy accident, leaving several people dead.
Six bodies have been recovered from a Colorado dairy, but there aren't any details about their deaths. The Southeast Wildfire Protection District said that rescue crews entered a confined space at the dairy and recovered the bodies. A spokesperson for the local sheriff's office says her agency responded to what she described as an emergency at the dairy. She said it appeared to be an accident, but didn't elaborate on the nature of the emergency or say where exactly the bodies were found. The dairy is located near Keensburg on the Colorado Plains, about 35 miles northeast of Denver. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Sales of previously occupied homes rising in July. Buyers encouraged by a modest pullback in mortgage rates. Existing home sales rose 2% last month from June to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4 million units. Home prices increase on an annual basis for the 25th consecutive month. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is, well, doing just fine.
According to a study by the American Life League, the nation's largest abortion business continues to prosper despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, making about $450 million a year in pro-life states alone. Planned Parenthood has raised a huge national hue and cry over pro-life laws and restrictions on its taxpayer funding. But the ALL research indicates that the giant abortion provider is not likely to be going bankrupt anytime in the near future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Prime Minister of Israel taking his counterpart in Australia to task for vowing to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. Writing on social media, Benjamin Netanyahu says history will remember Anthony Albanese for his, what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australia's Jews. The decision to recognize a Palestinian state comes at a time when anti-Semitism is surging in Australia. This is SRN News. A Ukrainian man arrested in Italy, that in connection for an attack that damaged the Nord Stream pipeline.
Officials have confirmed the arrest of a man suspected to be one of the coordinators of the 2022 undersea explosions that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. The Ukrainian man was found after Italian authorities were alerted to his possible presence in the country. Officers raided a bungalow where the suspect was staying with his family for a few days. Police said he surrendered without resistance. The man was detained on a European arrest warrant that was issued Monday by German authorities. I'm Karen Chemas.
Russia launching a drone and missile attack on western Ukraine again, hitting an American-owned electronics plant, as well as many other targets, and injecting further uncertainty into the recent efforts to end that three-year-old war. More details at srnnews.com.